The Hidden Monument and the Secret It Holds. Commentary. 135 years ago, the Pilgrim Society completed a gigantic 81-foot granite monument on a hill in Plymouth, Massachusetts, visible to every ship sailing into Cape Cod Bay. However, while the monument still stands, it is now unseen by any passing ship and even by many locals. What happened? We are talking about the National Monument to the Forefathers, situated less than 1 mile from the Mayflower II ship in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Most people know about the Mayflower II, but few people are aware of the monument, including those living nearby. When it was built, the project spanned almost 70 years, involving significant planning and enormous resources, all with the aim of recording and preserving the secret formula for American success. At the center and top, you see the 36-foot Statue of Faith, a lady whose right hand points to the heavens, symbolizing her trust in God, while in her left hand, she holds a Bible, representing the nation's adherence to Scripture. On the north side, among the four smaller seated figures surrounding the central figure of faith, sits the Statue of Morality. This solemn lady holds a scroll of Revelation and a tablet of the Ten Commandments, underscoring the importance of both civil and spiritual laws. There are no irises or pupils carved in her eyes, signifying that she is looking inward instead of outward, as morality is about inspecting one's inner self. On the west side is the Statue of Law, a man holding a couple of law books in one hand and extending his other hand toward the people. On the south side sits the Statue of Education, a woman holding a book in her left hand and pointing toward it with her right hand, symbolizing the pursuit of knowledge. On the east side stands the Statue of Liberty, depicted as a soldier with a broken chain in one hand, symbolizing liberation from oppression, and a sword in the other hand, representing the power to defend those freedoms. There are 8 smaller reliefs and numerous other details on this monument, each carrying some specific message. However, the overarching message is clear: America's core value is faith. Morality is based upon strong faith. Laws, including our Constitution, can only survive if we are a people of morality and faith. Faith, morality, and the Constitution cannot endure without educating our youth, and finally, liberty needs to be guarded by soldiers. This is the simple yet powerful formula recorded by the monument: faith as the foundation, followed by morality, then law, then education, with the soldier standing ready. The Pilgrim Society had a grand dream for this statue. It was built atop a hill overlooking Cape Cod Bay, intended to be a true national monument, standing as the largest granite monument in the country and rivaling the ancient Colossus of Rhodes in Greece, visible to every ship that sailed to the shore. Strangely, however, the monument was never officially recognized as a federal national monument. More strangely, many people in the city of Plymouth don't even know of its existence. It is surrounded by rings of trees and residential houses, which effectively bury it. Originally under the care of the Pilgrim Society, the monument was given to the Massachusetts government in 2001. Nowadays, there seems to be virtually no publicity about it. My Miracle of America tour has visited the site 3 times in the past year, and each time, there were only a handful of visitors present, and our 40 to 50 person group was always the largest. Now, atop the head of the Statue of Faith, there is an osprey nest, highlighting how much attention and care this great monument receives. On the face of Lady Faith, water flows down, leaving marks that resemble tears. One cannot help but wonder, could that be merely a coincidence? On the other hand, the Chinese Americans that Professor Paul Skousen and I brought to the site were most excited about it. They regarded it as the most memorable historic site on the entire tour, as they learned about the success formula embedded in all parts of the monument and were truly impressed. They also remarked, if this were in China, a monument that signifies the origin of the nation would be known by every person, receive thousands of visitors every day, and would be meticulously maintained. But here in Plymouth, Massachusetts, why does it seem that nobody cares? I know why. The country, the state, and the city have drifted away from their founding roots and history and no longer treasure what was once so precious to this country. This is why I will present this series of articles, which will guide us through the 28 founding principles of the United States, principles that have long been forgotten, much like this monumental structure.